Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Good morning. Almost 8:06. Here's what people are talking about in Muncie, Delaware County. Still active alert for Muncie Girl and now Alexandria and Fishers, too. Weather temps are supposed to rise a little. A congressman at 8:30 this morning and someone who wants to be a congressman at 8:15 meet the candidate this morning. Hello, Steve Lindell, live in the WMUN studio, and the excitement of the State Boys Basketball Tournament is building around Delaware County with no fewer than two teams still active and in it to win it. I see Oklahoma listening. I see Minnesota. Hello, Mama. I got Chicagoland on, actually closer to Rockford. I see the Mike Rhodes house, and Zionsville is listening, too. This is going to be a big week. Let's get in first to our weather, see if it's going to improve anytime soon around here. WMUN meteorologist Paul Poteet has that.
Good morning and welcome to a week of above average temperatures. Here in East Central Indiana, you won't have to wait on the sunshine today. It's going to be around all day long, and it won't be as breezy as it was yesterday. High temperature gets to 56. 40 will be the low tonight under a clear sky, and I think we'll have just filtered sunshine, just high clouds tomorrow, mostly sunny. 66 for Tuesday. More clouds overnight Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. There might be an isolated shower, low of 48, 65 on Wednesday, partly sunny by afternoon, and then scattered showers and storms on Thursday, 68. Scattered showers Friday, highs fall back into the 50s. Right now, it looks like a dry weekend.
All right. Thank you very much. Paul Poteet for WMUN at 8:07 in the morning. People are still talking about the silver alerts, the one that is still active for Muncie's Ella Saylor, 15-year-old white female, missing since February 3rd. They have not deactivated that alert. There's two new silver alerts in effect. One is in Alexandria, which is in Madison County, not far from where we're sitting here. That one issued for the Alexandria Police Department looking for Michelle Marlowe, 49-year-old, white female, 5'2", 200 pounds, red hair, brown eyes, last seen driving her car, missing from the Anderson, Indiana area on March 7th, last seen March 7th, so has been missing for several days. If you have any information about Michelle Marlowe, please call the Alexandria Police Department on that. I can give you their number. It's 765-724-3222 or dial 911. For Ella Saylor, as we have been mentioning and have been asked to remain on top of this story, the Muncie Police Department in charge of that investigation, their number for information about Ella Saylor from Muncie is 765-747-4838, or you can dial 911. All right, lighter side of news. Let's go to the snapshot of the day today.
It's March 11th. It's March. And this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Worship of Tools Day. Whether you're a professional repairman or just a handyman who works around your home, you should own and know how to take care of a basic set of tools. Chances are you may already have some tools laying around where you live, so take the time to go out to your shed or garage or down into your basement and organize and clean your tools, and if need be, buy some new ones. Also on this date, in 1892, the very first March Madness game is played in Springfield, Massachusetts, as a crowd of 200 were on hand at the Armory Hill YMCA for the first public basketball game. The final score? The students beat the teachers 5-1. And in 1918, U.S. Army mess cook Private Albert Gitchell of Fort Riley, Kansas, becomes the first documented case of Spanish flu. The global pandemic would go on to claim the lives of more than 50 million people. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
On WMUN, home of Delaware County, today, right now, 8 to 9 a.m. live and replay anytime on WMUNMuncie.com. Gymnastics Ball State beat NIU in their regular season road finale. We have guests later this week from the gymnastics squad coming on to Delaware County today. Yes, we will. And we have guests coming up this morning, too. In fact, another Meet the Candidate guest. That appearance is straight ahead next on WMUN.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Federal authorities are now pressuring banks to spy on the transactions of conservatives. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is yet another reason why you need a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Secure your IRA or 401k right now. Text SHELTER to 989898 to request your free info kit right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Paid for by
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BLING to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
I was afraid to cut the cord, but once I did, I couldn't believe it took so long to do it. Paying too much for my cable bill had become a bad habit. I either wasn't getting what I wanted or never knew where to find any of my favorite shows until it was too late. Plus, the prices just kept going up. Thankfully, I discovered a new way to watch called Philo. For just $25 a month, I can catch all my favorite shows on networks like BET, MTV, and TLC. It even has Nickelodeon for my kids. I can watch anytime I want, anywhere I want. Plus, Philo lets me have up to 3 streams at once, so everyone can watch what they want at the same time. Throw in the unlimited DVR that saves all my favorites for up to a year, and this really is the best deal in TV. I just wish I hadn't waited so long. Sound too good to be true? Well, try it out for yourself, and you'll see why people who love TV love Philo. Go to philo.tv, that's philo.tv, and start your 7-day free trial now.
Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
And good morning once again at about 8:14. We're running a little ahead of schedule for a change, and that's great. That means we have time to talk to another Meet the Candidate segment here. A Republican candidate for the 5th Congressional District. Please meet Lonnie D. Powell, everybody. And Mr. Powell, nice to talk to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's start with one of the obvious questions. As one of the newcomers to the political scene, at least as far as I know here, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Sure. Newcomer to the 5th District scene, but have been previously active, primarily when I was in college. I had a chance to intern for a couple of great leaders, Dan Coats, and being one of them. And that was kind of the initial inspiration and my entree into being involved in politics. And then I moved on to married life, wife, 3 kids, career. and didn't look back. But then there was something that happened about 20 years ago. I had entered the hospital for a condition, wound up spending 10 days in the hospital on some pretty powerful painkillers, came out with one issue solved, but another one started. And that was an addiction. And I kind of tried to solve that, didn't try. I tried to solve that on my own and failed miserably. And eventually, after some education and encouragement, found my way to a place called Fairbanks Hospital in Indianapolis, Indiana, which is a recovery hospital. And that opened my eyes to a whole new world in the recovery arena. And it was quite an eye-opener. I met CEOs of billion-dollar companies, grandmothers, teenagers, people from all walks of life who are struggling with addictions. And then for the last 18 years, I've been involved in that community, helping people break free from addictions. And that has kind of brought me to a point today where I want to jump in and make a difference in Congress to help close the border and stop these rooms from filling up with people who are being damaged by the poison coming over our borders.
All right, Lonnie Powell, how do you think that a story of recovery from addiction might guide you as a potential congressman?
Yeah, so, you know, there's a lot of talk around the borders today. And for me, it's just it's not only a priority, it's personal. You know, I nearly died. I've had friends die. I've had children of friends die from the poison that's coming over the border. So for me, it is the priority today. We need to secure our borders yesterday. So that I am committed to probably above anybody else based on my experience and what I've seen and witnessed over the last 18 years. So we need to shut the borders. We need to lock the people up who are hurting our people. We need to put pressure on the state actors like China and Mexico who are enabling these people. And Congress has some levers they can pull to make it very painful or at least unprofitable for these state actors to continue to subsidize and support that kind of activity.
Do you think, as somebody that has not been in the direct political arena, that is a pro or a con as far as you being elected in that regard, Mr. Powell?
Well, if you like the results that the pros are giving you, then vote for a pro. And if you want to try backing somebody who's not going in with a political agenda or coming, you know, being supported by the political PACs and all the commitments they have to make to get stuff done, I'm focused on the border. So I think for me, it's a clear priority that is to my advantage.
Lonnie Powell is my guest on WMUN. We call this, Mr. Powell, a Meet the Candidate segment for those that are running for the Republican nod for the 5th Congressional District. I ask the same sort of questions to all the candidates on the first pass-through here. And my next question is maybe if you could tell us the two or maybe three biggest differences between you and the many others that are running for the Republican nod for the 5th Congressional District.
Well, one of the differences is I'm the only veteran running, the only one who signed up to put my life on the line to defend my country. Joined the Navy at the age of 17 and served honorably for 4 years on an aircraft carrier based out of San Diego. So my ethic for service started at a young age. And I'm signing up again to kind of jump into this battle to secure our borders. And again, I think the difference for me is my life experience. You know, people matter. And I'm grateful that Fairbanks was there. There were people there who didn't give up on me. And as a result, I've been able to come back and be a contributing member of society, not a taker. And I believe that the people that have been damaged in our society can be redeemed and put back in as productive, healthy, happy people back in society contributing again. And I know how to do that because from my own experience and having been involved in that for the last 18 years. There's some things our government can do to enable that and help our people for once instead of helping others who are coming across the borders, per se, and putting them at the front of the line. I want to put our people at the front of the line with the resources and help needed to get them back engaged and contributing in a positive way in our society.
What branch of the military were you in? If you said, I didn't hear that.
Go Navy.
Okay.
I was Navy.
Thank you for your service. Lonnie D. Powell is a Republican candidate for the 5th Congressional District, and we're on WMUN right now. I'm Steve Lindell. When you started your campaign, the incumbent was not running for re-election. Has that changed your approach now that she is running? And if Ms. Spartz was running in the first place, would you have entered the race at all?
You know, to answer your second question first, no, I probably would not have entered the race if she had announced she was running. You know, running against an incumbent is difficult. Even running when there is no incumbent is difficult. Our political system today is stacked very much in favor of big money. You know, if you've been in the game and have acquired a big war chest, that plays to your advantage. If you can buy the seat, you have a lot of money, maybe a businessman or a wealthy individual, you know, then you've got that big chip to get in the game and spend a couple of million dollars. So candidates like myself who have passion and willingness to go and serve are challenged in unique ways to try to get our message out. So that's why I appreciate you giving me a few minutes here this morning to talk about my why for running.
Absolutely. And Mr. Powell, do you intend to stay in the race?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm committed to my cause, my mission, and that's securing our borders and saving lives. And, you know, that goes beyond this race. I've been involved in the recovery community and will still be involved after this race. And just how will, you know, that will be determined after this race.
Last thing I'd like to ask you, Mr. Powell, you've talked about securing the border several times during our brief interview here. That's obviously something that you feel very strongly about. For those in the 5th District, you know, way up north, you know, far away from the southern border, you know, geographically, verbalize, if you would, if those of our listeners are thinking something along the lines of border schmorter, we're way up here, it doesn't affect us. Verbalize, if you would, how those thoughts should be different in your estimation.
Yes. Yeah, so right now, and just in Indianapolis, two people are dying a day from overdose. And it is over 1,000 people a year in Indiana die. And if you think that it's not going to touch you or your family, like I did, just wait. Everybody will be affected at some time. It is undermining our economy. You're going to see suppressed wages. It's putting a health strain on our healthcare system. It's putting a strain on our social services. And the border issue continues. The border continues to be wide open, and it's only getting worse. So you may not feel it today, but just wait. I guarantee you, you will feel it. Somebody in your family, maybe you, maybe hope. A loved one, and I hope not, are going to be impacted at some point by this open border policy.
Lonnie D. Powell, candidate for the 5th Congressional District as a Republican candidate for the primary coming up May 7th. Thank you for your time. It was a pleasure. Thanks again for your service in the Navy, and thank you for being willing to serve in this regard, too. We wish you the best.
Thank you, Steve.
Absolutely. Lonnie Powell this morning, another Meet the Candidate segment here on WMUN. 824, let's go to the sports talk part of this radio station. News talk, sports talk, community talk. People are talking about the Indiana State Sycamores. Now, they lost in the Missouri Valley Tournament final on Sunday to Drake, 84-80. The head coach, Josh Scherz, says regardless, his team has proven they should be in the big dance.
28 wins, outright regular season champions of the ninth ranked, league in the country. Played every one of our quad one games away from home.
A lot of sports talk there with the coach making a case for putting the Sycamores into the NCAA tournament. If they had won that game yesterday, they would have been automatically in, but now they got to kind of fight. You know how it goes when you want to get into the big dance. They're going to have to wait, though.
All our metrics line up. It would be it'd be a shame to do that and then, put in somebody who's, 18 and 15.
They will meet this coming Sunday in Indianapolis, the selection committee for the NCAA. Next item here, tax tip. I still haven't started mine. Oh, Lord. Get that started. Let's get an idea how to help from Fox News Business.
The child tax credit returned to the pre-COVID relief amount of $2,000 per child in 2022 and is no longer fully refundable. Eligible families currently get up to $1,600 back, but a bill in Congress could bring that number up to $1,800 for last year's income taxes and up to a full $2,000 in 2025. Should it pass through the Senate. With tax season in full swing, many are wondering if they should wait as the credit could increase. But IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel advises to file early and says the IRS will automatically make changes and send an update. Brian Brenberg, Fox News.
And WMUN, affiliate of Fox News Radio, updates right around the top of the hour, every hour all day, because news happens all the time. We will have some live news talk next with a congressman. Stand by for Mr. Pence next on WMUN.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service, as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. 2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
I need two things for my breakfast, and Silk gives me both. I need to enjoy it, oh, because meals are meant to be enjoyed, right? And I need it to fuel my morning. Silk has flavors, varieties, and recipes so anyone can make a breakfast they love. A smoothie, cereal. There are endless possibilities. My favorite? I like smoothies. I like salted peanut butter and snickerdoodle, if you hadn't noticed. And it's a good source of vitamins A, D, and E to help power you through your day. It's plant-based breakfast perfection. Learn more about Silk products at silk.com.
Planning for spring at Lowe's means big savings on outdoor power equipment. And Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Buy one select Ego string trimmer, leaf blower, or mower kit. Get one select 56-volt battery free. That's up to a $299 value. Power through spring with Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 4/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Live weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Awaiting our connection with guest congressman moments away. People are very excited about basketball around here. Yes, they are. And all three of the games that we aired on Wolf Boom Radio over the weekend were victorious for the home team. So going to Logansport will be the Delta Eagles to play Fairfield in the noon game. Noon scheduled of the, it's a doubleheader, and then you want to win to play at 8 o'clock that night. Then in Class 2A, going to Lafayette Jefferson will be Wapahani, and they're hoping to play in the 7:30 championship game there. And then good luck to Liberty Christian. They're going all the way to Michigan City, 3 hours from the Anderson area. They will play a 10 a.m. game versus Marquette Catholic in the first round of that event on Saturday. Now, he is a basketball fan. He's an everything fan. He's a fan of America. He's a fan of the military. He's a fan of retirement, which is coming soon. I guess I added that one in, Congressman Pence. Are you a fan of retirement coming soon?
I am not. I will not be retiring. I'll just find something else to do.
Oh, really? Will you be announcing your presidential run shortly after you leave Congress? Is that what's happening?
Absolutely not.
This is Congressman Greg Pence. He is the better looking of the two, from what I've been told. At least that's what he told me, and he is live right now.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh my God.
You told me that several times, sir.
Yeah, but I also said smarter. You left half of it out.
Well, I don't want to go a little too far this morning. Let's start off with you. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. WMUN, the talk of Muncie, Indiana, USA, in the 6th District. Greg Pence resides as far as his work. And the first thing I want to talk about is the State of the Union. You, I assume, were there in a chair and what was your take on what was presented to the country and the world that night?
Yeah, Steve, thanks for having me, and good morning to everybody. Yes, I was there because I think it's my responsibility to be there. Sorry to say that some folks didn't show up in a protest, and then I watched some people walk out because they didn't like what the president was saying. Now, we invited the president to come to a joint session, and so I was there listening to what he had to say. It was particularly partisan, more on a lighter note. I was happy I didn't have to jump up and clap all the time. That was good. The other side had to do that. That's a lot of work. I will bet you it's 75 times when it's your party's president standing up there. You got to jump up and clap, and I don't hoot and holler. It was, I thought actually, the president, I talked to my Democratic friends, Steve, mm-hmm. and they were very concerned that he would show his age, if you will, and they felt he did not show his age. They felt he was strong. I think that's actually true. From my side of the aisle, you know, I wish he had kind of shown he was in his 80s, but he did the job. He got it done. I don't agree with 99% of what he had to say, but he showed up and did the job, and I thought he did it well. all things considering.
Of the Republican address afterwards, and that is typical too, after the president speaks, the opposing party has a chance to address the nation as well. What were your thoughts, if any, about how that was presented?
Yeah, I was disappointed as I watched it, Steve. I don't think we really talked about issues that resonated with the people that I talked to in Indiana. I thought it was a little bit more, let's say it was too much an attempt to appeal to identity politics, which, you know, I think in Indiana we support people that do the job, not necessarily that just fill some billet or, you know, some classification. I just thought she did a pretty bad job, both in the delivery and the substance of it. I was pretty disappointed, really.
6th District Congressman Greg Pence is on WMUN this morning. I'm Steve Lindell. Another item here I see on the list, the Energy and Commerce Committee will have marked up and talked about TikTok legislation. Give us an update on that, if you would.
Yeah, we did. We did that last week. Okay. We started with first, we were in session, then we went to a classified session. Literally, the room had to be swept, and then we had FBI, Department of Justice, and then another department that deals with internet technology from a security point of view. We were briefed things that I am not able to share, but then we went and we had two bills that would not ban TikTok. That's being misreported. It wouldn't ban TikTok. It would require, like many of our, there's a law called Sisyphus. I can't pronounce it.
I don't know how to say it, so don't look for my help.
Okay, yes. It's an acronym, as all military ones are and government ones are. But it requires a divestiture of foreign adversary companies in the United States. And so this bill, which we will vote on this week, will require TikTok's parent company, which is called ByteDance, which is owned by the Communist Party in China, to divest within 6 months and be owned by a favored country or by a U.S. government corporation, so that we know that the TikTok information, which is individual users' information, isn't being sent to and utilized by the Chinese government. Now, I have to tell you this, Steve, while we were in that hearing, our offices, both in Indiana and D.C., everyone on the committee's phones blew up while TikTok users were told to call us. When they logged in, they had to log in their zip code, which then gave them our telephone number of calling their representative and complain about banning, which is inaccurate. Banning TikTok and the users, we got blown up, inundated by these calls. And I will tell you, TikTok said, no, these were only sent to 18-year-olds or older. That is absolutely not true. We have many of them recorded. They were young children that were on TikTok. We could even hear the school bells and teachers talking when we were getting those calls. And so TikTok and the Chinese government, we are in an economic war with them. There, we do not want to have TikTok to be able to control our elections, and they say they don't. Yet, when we were holding a hearing, they inundated us politically with their version. That bill will go to the full House floor this week, and it's my hope that it's passed, so that we have an American company owns it and not the Chinese Communist Party.
If you're right and it does pass the House, does that bill also look like it would pass the Senate by your estimation?
I think if it passes the House and it overwhelmingly passes the House, the answer is yes. And of course, President Biden said he would sign it. This was 50 members of the Energy and Commerce Committee, that's Democrats and Republicans, unanimously voted for this bill to be sent to the House floor. There's an awful lot of support in the House, and if it passes, which huge numbers, that'll put the pressure on the Senate to do so as well.
Congressman Greg Pence is with me on WMUN, News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk, the talk of Muncie. Can't believe I'm asking about this again. The House is working on a spending agreement. Another deadline is March 22. Didn't you just have one passed this past Friday to keep the government opening? How often are we going to do this?
Well, you sound as frustrated as me and most of my peers, Steve. So there are 12 different what they call appropriations bills, so 12 spending bills. We've only passed four of them the week before. The other eight come to the floor, and the deadline is March 22nd. These bills are more difficult to pass. I will tell the listeners that one of the reasons that the four passed is because they had 6,000 pork bills in it, 6,000 earmarks in it. And many of us were very disappointed. But, you know, Steve, we've got to get on with all the other things. We've got the farm bill out there, which a lot of your listeners find very important. That wasn't passed last year. We've got to get that done. So we need to simply move last year's spending bill, which came due last September 30th, and then we kept kicking it down the road, which I voted against kicking it down the road. But we've got to get that behind us and work on the next spending bills. So my hope is we get something done March 22nd and we don't kick it down the road again.
From memory, is the farm bill one of those that's within that March 22nd deadline?
It is not.
It is
there
not.
Is a an appropriations element, but the farm bill is a multi-year bill that is separate from the appropriations process.
All right. Last item here. We always know that you value connecting with constituents and the services that you and your office provide. It is always available. How do they get in contact?
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Pence.house.gov. Give us a shout, and we'll get you pointed in the right direction or help you ourselves.
All right. Always a pleasure. Thank you for your service, sir. Have a good week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Greg Pence, the congressman from the 6th District of Indiana this morning on WMUN. More to come in the hour, including a look at some racing news. What? Yeah, aside from NASCAR, there were some other cars driving around. I think it was St. Pete. That is next on WMUN.
I really do love our community. Being a Delta and Ball State graduate, my roots run deep. I'm attorney Mitch Pippin. For over 25 years, I've enjoyed serving the needs of my community. I've learned so many things during the years, but one thing will always be true, and that is the simple approach of doing what is right for my clients. I have never and will never forget that my clients are my community. If you need any legal advice, call me at 282-0282, making the right decisions with you.
Now is a great time to sit down and assess your credit card bills. Hi, this is Julie with First County Federal Credit Union. Interest rates have been rising, so that means the interest rates on your credit cards are up too. Take a look at your rate on your next statement and then compare it to our rate of 12.9% APR. We could probably save you half of what you are paying in interest, which means more goes to principal. Call us or apply online at firstcountyfcu.org.
APR is annual percentage rate. Member NCUA.
Are you ready for a fresh perspective on life? It's God's turn to speak. Join us on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. right here on WMUN for God's Turn radio broadcast. During God's Turn, you'll hear from Dr. Daniel Stevens, the senior pastor at Grace Baptist Church in Anderson, Indiana, as he presents powerful truths from God's Word for your life today. Join us for God's Turn at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday.
There's a certain feeling you get when you open a book and dive into a story. But where did the story begin? What inspired it? And what exactly is the community reading? Find out by joining Cam and TC every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Page Turners, the broadcast book club brought to you by Muncie Community Schools, right here on WMUN, the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM.
Jones Autobody is here to serve this community in the now and future. Locally owned and operated since 1967, when you need help with your car, Jones Autobody is there to help you get back on the road safely.
Hi, this is owner J.R. Fannin. We look forward to taking care of you. Come see us on East Memorial Drive or call 284-2593 to talk to Michelle, Derek, or one of our fine mechanics.
Jones Autobody, now you've got the leader on your side.
Oftentimes, when electrical issues in your home happen, you may try to do it yourself. Then, this happens. Yeah, leave it to the professionals. Schwerer Electric Company services your home's electrical unit, lighting, surge protection, and more. And they say thank you to East Central Indiana for supporting Schwerer Electric for 20 years now. They're not stopping here. Schwerer Electric, their service will shock you.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill, then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to Steve Lindell.
Talking to Mama in Minnesota, you get another half hour of Steve today and every Monday as I host the 765businessjournal.com radio show. That's 9 to 9:30 every Monday, and today guests in studio to talk again about the importance and how it works for recruiting companies to bring their companies and their jobs and their tax base to our benefit and all that. We'll have firsthand information coming up between 9 and 9:30 this morning and every Monday. The web address is 765businessjournal.com, and that is run by my friend Mike Rhodes, editor-in-chief of the 765 as well as the MuncieJournal.com. Next item, 30 career wins now for Joseph Newgarden in the NTT IndyCar Series, which puts him ahead of the great Rick Mears on the all-time wins list.
I know where I'm at, but we got to keep going. You know, I don't want to stay in this place. I want to keep elevating this team, elevate myself, and, you know, I just enjoy driving this car.
Talking to the IndyCar Radio Network yesterday, Newgarden took the checkered flag in the Firestone GP of St. Petersburg to open the IndyCar season. Yesterday, the next points-paying race is not until late April at Long Beach. And I heard there's a race in Indianapolis this year. I don't know if you've heard about that. It's in May. It's the greatest spectacle in racing, Indianapolis 500. You can hear it here on WMUN and several of our Woof Boom radio stations. Again, this afternoon, we want you to pay attention closely at 4 o'clock. If not sooner than that, we will reveal our coverage plans for high school basketball on Saturday. All three of our teams advanced. They won those exciting games, and what an end to the second game of the doubleheader on Blake FM down the hallway from where I'm sitting. Jared Boomer and Rob Fisher had that one. Wow, right down to the end with free throws winning it. Way to go. Fish, by the way, is the nickname of Rob Fisher. I did not know that until the coach in the post-game interview called him that. I've known Rob Fisher for a long, long time. Never knew that his nickname was Fish, and I like it. Hello, Rockford, Illinois. Chicagoland is back on now. Hello. I see other cities and towns on the Alexa listening map. You also can listen, I think. In fact, I know. On the Google Home device, the command is the same, by the way. And then there's the good old terrestrial radio, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and all the rest. I did not stay up late last night to watch the big night for movies.
Fox on film.
I'm Michelle Polino. It was the complex story about the father of the atomic bomb that ended the drought for Christopher Nolan, giving the longtime director his first Oscar statue for Best Director and Best Picture. His film Oppenheimer took home 7 awards and also made Cillian Murphy the first Irish actor to nab the Best Actor award. Emma Stone won the trophy for Best Actress for her turn in Poor Things. That film walked away with 5, while Zone of Interest received 2 awards, and Barbie, which went into the night with 8 nominations, received 1 award, the Academy giving it to Billie Eilish and Finneas O'Connell for original song for their Barbie ballad, What Was I Made For? Clip courtesy of the Academy. The award comes 2 years after winning their title song from the James Bond film No Time to Die. And Robert Downey Jr. took home his first ever Oscar for Best Supporting Actor for his work in Oppenheimer. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
Ryan Gosling sang last night in a pink Barbie, or rather Ken jacket. I guess it was a hit. Mike Rhodes estimated it was the highlight of the night. There were many that were very, very concerned about how the Best Picture winner was announced. If you didn't watch it live, you could probably Google that and find a whole bunch of people complaining about that this morning. But Oppenheimer won that as well, as you just heard here on WMUN. Ball State women, we are talking about basketball. Now the dudes are out of it. And by the way, I don't think we're going to have time for our local news summary this morning. But we have a lot of content, and if you want to hear the local news, by the way, every morning, every day, it's on several of our Woof Boom stations, including WLBC, also on Work FM, on Max, Classic Rock. Alice Cooper returned to our Air Force last week on the Max program there in the evening time weekdays. And there's also Oldies 101 radio news and sports in Anderson, Madison County. Woofboomnews.com is the website. Emily Guffey always makes sure that you can get the news content in that fashion as well. You want marijuana legal in Indiana? There may be yet another risk.
This is House Call for Health. A recent study links frequent marijuana use with a significantly higher risk of heart disease. The study, funded by the National Institutes of Health, used data from nearly 435,000 American adults. It found that daily use of cannabis, mostly through smoking, increased the risk of a heart attack by 25%. And they found a 42% greater risk of stroke when compared to people who don't smoke marijuana. Researchers say 75% of the study respondents said they smoked pot, with about 25% saying they either vaped, drank, or took the edible version of marijuana. The study is published in the Journal of the American Heart Association. According to the National Institutes of Health, cannabis use has greatly increased in the last 20 years, with it now being legal in 38 states for medical use and 24 for recreational use. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The patina on the sculpture in downtown Muncie apparently needs to be cleaned away. Patina is the WMUN word of the day, P-A-T-I-N-A. A green film formed on copper and bronze by exposure to moist air. Ball State women's basketball in focus in 60 seconds. First to Texas we go.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A Texas woman who defied the odds to become a veterinarian makes today's Dean's List. 22-year-old Faith Snaps just received word that she got into the Texas Tech School of Veterinary Medicine. It was something she's always wanted to achieve, but being legally blind made things a little more challenging. Faith says she just needed to find the people and accommodations and the places that would be willing to help her. Oftentimes, she says, people place limitations on someone with a disability because they assume that they are limited. But with her guide dog leading the way, Faith has not let anything get in her way. She has worked at local animal clinics to get experience and can't wait to start school in the next few months. Faith says if someone has a dream or a goal, don't give up, because no matter who you are or what your circumstances are, anything is possible. Faith, you are an inspiration. Good luck in school. You already made this Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
And that'll do it. The WMUN coverage of the Ball State women in the Mid-American Conference tournament this week will, well, hope for 3 wins. You got to win round 1, then round 2, and then the championship on Saturday morning. Any and all of those games, of course, we're hopeful. We'll include Ball State women's cards. We'll be live on WMUN with the pregame schedule for about 20 minutes before each of the tips. Some of those tips, by the way, are floaters because there's a quadruple header one day. I believe it's a double header a different day. And then the championship is fixed for an 11 a.m. tip on Saturday. We'll let you know what we know when we know it. For Emily Guffey, my producer in the Axia Command Center, I'm Steve Lindell wishing you a great rest of your Monday, March 11th from WMUN.